This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians from various countries have suffered violent attacks from extremists recently. In India last month, Hindu extremists burned down a Christian family's home and badly injured 6 believers. On Sunday in Pakistan, a Muslim mob brutally attacked believers during a worship service. And one Christian refugee in Sweden was attacked outside a church last month as Christian asylum seekers to European countries have faced hundreds of violent incidents in the last year. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." In a rare event, North Korea offered to pause its nuclear program during a dinner meeting on Monday with South Korean delegates and have an open dialogue with America about denuclearization. President Donald Trump praised the development, attributing the move to sanctions the U.S. has applied to North Korea. The Church of Scotland issued a booklet this week on providing pastoral support for people pretending to be the opposite sex. The booklet features stories from transgender individuals saying, quote, "I didn't know being trans was okay. This journey has definitely enriched my faith," end quote. Revelation 2:5 says, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." Christian doctors and nurses are facing more pressure from their employers to participate in abortions. The Worldview spoke to Carol Tobias of National Right to Life about the Conscience Protection Act being considered by Congress.
The Conscience Protection Act would give them a legal reason for saying they are not going to participate and they don't have to participate. We have also seen some states like California and New York declare that any health insurance plan sold in the state has to cover abortion. They did that just through executive administrative policies. Now Oregon and soon to be Washington, waiting for a governor's signature, are using the statute, passing it through the legislature, to require the health plans that are sold in those states to cover abortion. So an employer who is providing insurance for his employees or her employees and they do not want to provide abortion coverage have no choice.
Tobias urged people to call their U.S. representative and U.S. senator and urge them to vote for the Conscience Protection Act. We have a link to both in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Trump's Justice Department sued the state of California on Tuesday over several, quote-unquote, sanctuary state laws that protect illegal immigrants from being deported. Yesterday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against California lawmakers for pushing a, quote, radical open borders agenda, end quote, and promised to, quote, fight these unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional policies, end quote. The Republican Party of Kansas is opposing efforts to validate transgender identity, reports the Wichita Eagle. The party's central committee passed a resolution last month affirming, quote, God's design for gender, end quote, and opposing any, quote, efforts to alter one's bodily identity to conform with one's perceived gender identity, end quote. After passing the House, the Mississippi Senate passed a bill on Tuesday to ban the murder of all unborn babies older than 15 weeks, the earliest ban in the U.S. currently. Pro-Life Mississippi said, quote, "This bill recognizes the biological reality that babies in the womb at 16 weeks have a heartbeat and DNA unique from the parents. These human beings in the womb deserve the right to life," end quote. And finally, Good News Network reports that 2 doctors on board a plane to Jamaica back in January saved a woman in respiratory arrest by constructing a makeshift ventilator. The wife of one of the doctors wrote on Facebook, quote, "It was beautiful to witness so many Good Samaritans praying during the entire ordeal. I'm so thankful God placed them there at the right time," end quote. Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.